success and angry that I, with her help, didn't give him the job he so desperately wanted. He continued, I barely know him, but just take a look. A stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Conway, a conservative lawyer who considered a senior role at the Justice Department, has been a persistent critic of President Trump's policies and has recently been questioning the president's mental health. Chris?
And John, the president will go to Ohio today to tour an Army tank plant and meet with supporters holding a re-election fundraiser. Joe Biden appears ready to challenge President Trump. The Wall Street Journal's reporting the former vice president told supporters he does plan to run for president, but he's concerned he won't raise as much money the first day as other Democrats like Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke. The first funerals have happened in New Zealand for the 50 people massacred in two mosques in Christchurch. The first two buried a father and son who came from Syria.
And I cannot tell you how gutting it is to know that a family came here for safety and for refuge, and they should have been safe here.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. A sheriff's deputy is being mourned in Washington State, shot and killed when an attempted traffic stop happened last night, turned into a gun battle that also wounded a police officer.
That officer has a gunshot wound to the leg and is going to survive. The suspect was shot. That suspect is alive at the Kittitas Valley Hospital. That suspect was shot in the head.
It's David Rose with Fox Affiliate Q13. New information about the first of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets that crashed. Reuters reporting to cockpit voice reporters from the Lion Air plane shows the pilots were scouring a handbook trying to figure out the problem. This is Fox News.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman. Manners.
Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Relief in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston, a chemical and fuel plant fire burning since Sunday, was finally put out early this morning. Residents who sheltered in place, worried about huge plumes of black smoke, are being told the air quality is not hazardous. Parts of the Midwest remain underwater and massive flooding that has hit states from Kansas to Wisconsin. It's blamed for at least three deaths. This woman got lucky. She has a home to return to in Valley Green Park, Minnesota.
Relieved. Very much relieved to be home and safe. The kids are safe. Our house is safe.
Many other people, though, not so lucky, especially in hard-hit Nebraska and Iowa. Vice President Pence got an aerial tour of underwater farms and communities yesterday, speaking about disaster relief.
As I assured them, at the president's direction, we will expedite that request to make sure that the families and communities that have been impacted have access to the federal resources and support that is designed for exactly times like these.
There's an even bigger and deadlier flooding disaster in Africa after a cyclone hit, devastating parts of Malawi and Zimbabwe and Mozambique, where they're in 3 days of national mourning.
The UN says Cyclone Idai has impacted more than 2.6 million people. 100-mile-an-hour winds and flooding swept across southeastern Africa.
A lot is needed. I don't think that the world realizes yet the scale of the problem.
Irv Verhuschel with the World Food Programme saying the extent of the damage isn't clear because so many buildings are underwater.
Basically, what our colleague says, that is all what they see all over is water. You see water.
Mozambique's president says he expects more than 1,000 people have died. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Winter is almost over. Spring will be sprung later today, 5:58 p.m. Eastern time. It's also opening day in Major League Baseball. The first game of the season just ended in Japan. The Seattle Mariners beat the Oakland A's 9-7. Dow futures are down 13 points a few minutes before the opening bell on Wall Street. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest, presented by Melanie and Al Shelley, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies' shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family. At the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
A few showers this morning. Those should taper off around 11 a.m. We will have some wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour, highs around 51 degrees. Then for tonight, 20% chance of showers before 4 a.m., cloudy, and lows around 35. For your Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 50. Friday, sunny, highs near 51. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 41 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Dan Oaks is running for re-election for District 61 Board of Education, plus Julia Livingston stops by from the Casa Playhouse, and your chance to win the countdown to opening day with Heinkels starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. Rain's going to get out of here this morning, and it's not going to be too bad. We do have an election coming up in just a couple of weeks, and that is literally on April 2nd. So you have the rest of this week, all of next week, and then that Tuesday, following Tuesday, you'll be going to the polls, unless you're early voting, and that early voting numbers seem to be very, very low. For whatever reason, people don't tend to pay nearly as much attention to these municipal elections as they do, national elections. And I don't know why, because why would you not want to have a say in who's governing, where your kid goes to school, or the people who, you know, collect your garbage, or come to your house if it's on fire, or take care of the streets? This is important day-to-day stuff, and I'm always thankful that there are candidates running. We have all of them invited, and I think we have heard or booked everyone but one. Is that right?
I just actually heard from one of the candidates. I think we only have two candidates.
Which one are those?
I take that back. Okay. Actually, just one. Rodney Walker, I have not heard back if we're doing a call.
Well, Jacob Jenkins didn't show up, so you...
He is booked now.
He is booked.
Yes, we did find another date for him.
We're offering at the time. Yes. You know, people go out and scrimp together, change to buy ads. I don't understand why you don't want to come in and do... free time. So I know we're just scheduling Rodney Walker because he does go back and forth to Chicago. We basically wanted to do it by phone, and we're happy to do that. Saw Rodney down at the St. Patrick's Day parade. He had a huge contingency with him on Saturday, and I don't know what that means, but I'm always kind of I think it's pretty cool when people can organize that way. I mean, he had kids, basketballs. I mean, he probably had 100 people walking with him in the parade and afloat. So I don't know what that means. The general election, and I don't know whether being in the parade matters or not. It used to be politicians were always in the parade, except for, I think, was it the celebration parade didn't allow politicians? Is that
yep,
right?
Yep, that is correct.
I don't know. I think parades and politicians kind of go hand in hand. They could go out and kiss babies and do all the things they do. Dan Oaks has certainly been doing it for a long time. You have served on the Decatur School Board for how many years?
24.
24 years. Not consecutive.
No.
How many first time, how many second time?
Four the first time and 20 the second.
All right. So why? I mean, it would be, I think, the rational question to ask a man of your age. 24 years isn't enough. You want another term.
Yeah. It's kind of like your food drive. There's still a need.
Yes.
And it's so hard to find people that are willing to spend the time. And we see it's taking more and more time between the meetings and the committees and all the other things we have going on. A lot of people don't have that time.
Or aren't willing to give up that time.
Yeah.
All right. So Do you feel like, is it easier to decide to run for re-election when you feel like you've got a pretty cohesive board that's getting along and being proactive and not dysfunctional?
It's refreshing. Let's put it that way. I think we're in a situation we haven't been in for years. We have a board that's pretty much like-minded. We all have an end game where we want to get to. How we get there may have a few little turns in it. And we have a superintendent that's pushing the wagon down the road for us. So, yes, it's refreshing. I think the community is going to be happy with the end result.
All right, so how many slots are going to be open?
There are three open and four running.
Okay, so you're the only one running for re-election, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the other two that were, their terms are up, have decided not to run.
Yes.
So we're going to have two new board members at the minimum.
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about the other candidates? I assume at this time you've spent some time at these debates or these, you know, different events.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have, I hate to use age, but we have two younger candidates who have small children either in school or heading for school. And we have a retired teacher. So it's kind of a big disparity. But there's the conversations I've had. One of the candidates I've talked to quite a bit because she's on the foundation board. There's a sense of new involvement that's kind of been missing.
Well, it's I think, always important to get fresh perspective.
Oh,
I mean, it has
we
to
have
be.
To.
Now, we do have, is it Lyra Evans, who's a retired teacher. She'll be with us Friday.
Yes.
And then Regan Lewis, I believe he was who you're referring to, will be with us next Monday. Mm-hmm. And we had Andrew on a little earlier mm-hmm. in the week. So we've got all the school board candidates coming in. Because I do think that there is literally, I don't know why necessarily. I think it's probably a collection of things, but there seems to be, with a superintendent that seems to be not as controversial, or maybe there's not as much spark in and around, good or bad. You know, I mean, he seems pretty steady. You've got a school board who seems to be there looking at things from 30,000 feet rather than individual agendas. You've got programs like the Ag Academy and other things that are sort of firing on all. I mean, there seems to be some real progress and also some realistic plans about what to do with all the properties, the buildings, the student population size. And yet I don't hear a ton of controversy around all that.
There hasn't been. And I think one of the reasons for that is we have tried to be as open as humanly possible. If you go out to the website, for example, there's videos out there about the combining of the two middle schools. There's notes of meetings. There's the groups that we had when we had the open house. So the opportunity for people to be involved and to see
and
what's
I think,
going on is
right.
there.
I think that's great, but I don't think most people do that.
They don't. And
but
they
but
should.
I'm just saying I think that, well, of course they should. I'm not letting them off. I think people should. But my point being that I think Dr. Frigo's personality isn't one. I think sometimes the ego's got to be so much with the board that was yeah. the board, and with Gloria and then with Lisa, it became about personalities and egos rather than the actual issues. That's where the controversy
right.
comes in.
You throw in the personal agendas.
Yes.
And the other board, me, you know, back then it was craziness. But we talked, and everybody wanted to talk. This board doesn't want to talk. This board wants to do. And that's been the major difference. We talked about facilities for umpteen years. We're doing facilities.
All right. So is that part of the reason why you want to come back?
Yeah.
Because you've got some momentum and it's fun being.
And there's also, if I don't run again, the oldest board member term-wise is 2 years. We have one assistant superintendent who is retiring. So there's a loss of institutional knowledge that would be, in my thought at least, severe. Because there have been mistakes made in the past. There have been things we tried in the past that didn't work, and I think it's important to have someone around that knows that so we don't go down those roads again.
So we have a nice mix.
Yeah.
Fresh perspective, but experience, and someone who's kind of seen the pitfalls mm-hmm. of things tried in the past. What do you make of the bold changes? You know, that's for building better opportunities for learning indicator, and what do you make of, like, sort of maybe there's less allegiance to buildings as there used to be. I mean, it used to be you talked about closing anything. Yeah. People lost their minds.
Yeah. I think most of what we're seeing is when you get to the middle school levels is really the first thing where it becomes significant and people say, well, I'm a this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the high schools are really bad. But I think once the kids get in and find their own identity within the building, there's a procedure for changing a name if the school wants to go that route.
If I'm a kid in 2019, I say, get me a building with air conditioning. I don't care where it is.
You got it.
Yeah.
Unless you go to dentist, then you have to wait a year.
Okay, well, that happens. All right, so overall, you're optimistic about the direction the district is heading overall.
I think this is the best it's been in a number of years.
All right, looking at Dennis,
mm-hmm.
I've asked this of Gloria, asked this of Lisa, I've asked this of Dr. Frigo. Instead of being jealous of a building that's, you know, really got parental involvement and neighborhood involvement and institutional involvement from Millikan, why not copy that?
That's been a long discussion. And one of the problems...
You had board members that wanted to punish it at one point. I mean, yeah. they didn't... Well, why are they getting all this attention?
There was
why not?
Discussion about what it was, if it was a magnet school or if it was a neighborhood school. And, you know, there were all sorts of things. I think there's two ways to approach this. One, you can try and copy it. And that doesn't always work because what's in the building, the staff, the whole idea of what they're doing is unique to that building. So we took the approach rather than try and copy it, let's make it bigger. So when you take Dennis and make Dennis into two parts, you increase the capacity to have people get into that program. It's the same thing we did with Johns Hill. Johns Hill will be bigger than it is right now, so we can bring in more people to a successful program. Montessori will be bigger at TJ when you combine the programs than it is now. Interesting side note to Montessori, we have a teacher that's moving to Atlanta whose kids are in Montessori, and we asked her if she was going to put her kids in Montessori when she got to Atlanta, and she said, no, they don't have public Montessori. It's $1,020 a month per kid for Montessori. And here we're offering it for 600-700 kids virtually free.
That's an institutional answer on the side of the dentist thing. I think what I had in mind more was, like, how do you spark more parental involvement? I mean, I think sometimes districts are still bureaucracies. I mean, it's a large group of people. You've got kind of your three-ring binder approach of how you're going to do life. I mean, and I realize it's never going to be a business. I get that. You're charged with educating all 9,000 kids that show up at your doorstep every day. I think what separated Dennis was, it's great staff, but I think it was that neighborhood, and it was the parents. I think it was the jumping in. I mean, I think it was outside.
It's kind of the perfect storm.
But it was outside pushing in more than inside pushing out.
Yeah. And I think that's a unique experience in this town. I don't know if there's been a building where you've had that kind of parental involvement for so long, because it's continued over the years.
Well, I think once you build the tradition, it's like the jazz band. It just keeps people want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why people want those yellow jackets up in Monroe Forsyth. I mean, they got a great tradition. I mean, there was a reason why MacArthur had a jazz band for so many years. I mean, you know, because people couldn't wait to join that. I think if you get that spirit, you know, the more you have those parents in that building and those people involved and outside folks bringing stuff to the table, I think that institutions are still, I think, kind of sometimes pushed out side in rather than the other way.
Yeah, we've had a desire to restart the Parent Advisory Council with some people who went through the Parent Training Institute to maybe spark some of that again, to show parents how to develop a unity of purpose within a building. And we'll see if that helps.
But I think it's also the fact that the demographics of that West End neighborhood changed to where there were a lot of young professionals that chose not to live in Mount Zion or not to live in Monroe Forsyth, picked that neighborhood, and these are go-getters and workers. I mean, and they brought that to the table.
And we still see that people are moving out there. Even though there wasn't room in Dennis, they were still moving in the hope
I will
they
tell
could
you,
get in.
If you go to the real estate listings, there are two things that you will see over and over. One is Mount Zion Schools. The other is Dennis School.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, as far as I know, the only one openly bragged about on a real estate listing as being on the positive list of moving in. So,
probably.
I mean, I think to myself, this is why I watch this happen all the time, and I just shake my head. You had board members that just resented that, and I'm like, why in the world would you resent that? Why wouldn't you want to, if not copy it, recreate that energy in every building in District 16?
Well, that was part of the problem with the past.
Yeah,
we couldn't realize when you had a good thing, and rather than make the good thing better or bigger, you fought it.
Yeah, tear it down.
Which is ridiculous.
That absolutely is. There are, but I think that happens too. It'll be interesting to, I don't know the woman who was a former teacher and was a substitute teacher for years to come in. I do know how office place politics and personalities work. Oftentimes, people that work harder or do more and then get more success are resented by other people who don't want to put the work in, that thinks that success just gets handed to you. And I am sure with the number of teachers you have and the number of employees you have, and I know for a fact, I served 6 years on the Public Foundation Board. You remember when Donald Rumsfeld had that picture in his office of Korea at night, you know, and he had like the very few lights.
Mm-hmm.
There are buildings we never got grant applications from. I mean, year after year after year. And then there were other buildings that every single time those grant applications were, there were multiple. And the conversation was, do we reward the same people over and over? And my answer was definitively, yes.
Yeah.
This isn't communism. And how do you deal with that District 61?
And we still have buildings that are more creative, more desiring of doing something outside the envelope. Josh Fizikas and his chess club.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of putting a chess club in an elementary school and they're kicking everybody's tail?
Yeah.
Over this.
Or we see these kids come through with that drum line. I mean, those teachers that have that spark that go beyond just the classroom, you know, you got to do everything you can to keep them.
But part of the problem we have right now, nobody is going into education. So the teachers that are coming out, there's so many people fighting over them.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much say, I want to live here.
I get that, and I don't doubt that. We were visiting with Senator Andy Menar a little earlier, and he's trying to do some stuff legislatively to induce people to stay here. My thing is this. Every politician, not local level here, but everyone that comes through these studios for 23 years has been pro-job. We got 1,100 jobs sitting out there empty right now in this community. You can't find teachers. They can't find nurses. Where the hell are – I mean, why can't we employ people in this country anymore?
Some people just don't want to work.
Well, but some people, I think, are going to school and getting ridiculous degrees that give them no pathway into anything. Instead of becoming a teacher or becoming a nurse or going into ag or doing something where there's actual jobs, and then you're in a bidding process where people are right. willing to bid for your services.
Think back to when you were in high school. What did they tell you? You need to go to college.
Yeah.
Got to go to college. Well, no, you don't have to go to college. We have kids that have gotten out of high school. They're making $60,000-$70,000 a year, the first job they had.
Yep.
They didn't have college.
No, but teachers are going to need to. Why is it? Do you think people are not going into the field the way they? And like I said, it's not alone. The nursing industry will tell you the exact same thing. It used to be something that people aspired to be, a nurse, a teacher, you know, these kind of service jobs. Is it just millennials in general?
I have two daughters that are nurses.
Yeah.
And they will tell you part of it is stress,
mm-hmm.
and part of it is you earn your money because it is a stressful job. You are constantly
But that's always been one.
And it always
didn't stop people from going into
it. But that's too much work for some people.
This, I'm going to go millennial with you, Dan. I'm telling you, I just think the whole definition of stress, the definition of work, I think whoever started this work-life balance conversation ought to be taken into the alley and pummeled with a stick because I think we've created a generation of people that aren't willing to do what it takes.
Well, see, I came from the generation that you got what you earned.
Yeah.
There are no freebies. So unless you were willing to get out and work, you're not going to get anywhere. And I think we're seeing teachers now that are starting to develop a new sense of what's my career supposed to be. Let's have some fun. Let's do something different. We have like Operation Calculus popping up in schools. We have the Ag Academy. So we have people that want to do stuff, and it's sparking kind of a new interest.
I hope so. I mean, you know, teachers need to. God bless the experience, and this isn't towards you at all. I'm just saying sometimes experience is a good thing, looking at a history of something, and sometimes you're just stuck in what you've always done and think that's enough, and sometimes you got to have that creativity. I always hated, you know, when you didn't have a teacher shortage, at the end of the year you had to put some of those youngest, brightest, freshest people on notice saying, hey, you may not have a job next year because it was all based on seniority.
See, that was one of the beauties of doing the combination of buildings. It's going to help us, supposedly, address the shortage of teachers by combining classrooms and equalizing them. But I think there is a lot of merit to the fact that it's hard sometimes for people to carry the spark and teaching field.
When you think about it, and I feel for these people, I really do, because let's say you've been teaching for 20, 25 years.
It's work.
The last 10 years, just the change in technology. I mean, people forget the iPhone's only 11 years old. I mean, we act like this has all been a part of our lives forever. It's relatively new. I remember when we bought the first Promethean boards, for the district. That seems like caveman days already today.
It is now.
And part of the problem you had was the old and decrepit conditions of the buildings. And people didn't believe this, but before the renovations at the high school, there was literally, if you walked down a hallway, a teacher on the left side of the hallway would have to have their Promethean plugged in, and the person on the other side of the hallway had theirs turned off so they wouldn't blow the power grid. And that's, we thankfully took care of that as a community and passed a referendum to build those new schools. But that old wiring can also be in education.
I think part of what we're finding now is there more time spent on trying to understand what making the kids tick.
Yeah.
Because we've seen where we've had kids that you call them a troublemaker. When you sit down and talk to the kid, we're finding out that, I can't read.
Okay, that's the knock I want to ask you about, because the one thing I do hear that is a criticism of District 61 is that they've got a discipline problem. I mean, I hear that from enough people to know that I don't know that it's true. I just know that there are people that believe that.
There are people that believe that. My experience is we have not had the expulsions that we used to have in the past. Part of that may be SB 100. Part of it is the fact that I think the discipline is down. I think sometimes you have referrals being made that if someone had intervened and talked to the kid to find out what was causing this, we might have made more headway. That's one of the reasons why the new alternative school is more focused on finding out what's going on with the kid and addressing root causes to get the kid back in the school and make the kid successful. But you remember Carl Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Before he left, made a comment that the kids coming in are a tougher kid than he'd ever seen. There's more issues that they bring with them. They're not as prepared. And it's tougher to bridge the gap between where they are and where they should be, even when they come to kindergarten.
Yeah, but have you evolved in your thought process on this over the years?
Oh, yes. You have to.
Yeah.
And I think what we're looking now is more of a holistic approach. You're not a bad kid, but we need to know why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but then what if the kid just is a bad kid and constantly, keeps interrupting every other kid that's there, trying to do their best to learn? I mean, you've got a responsibility on that end as well.
That's where the alternative school comes in as more of, we need to put you in an environment that you maybe be more successful in. Smaller class size, more one-on-one. So we're giving an opportunity for kids to be successful somewhere.
Yeah, I think people need to keep that in mind. Take a deep breath. Would you rather make somebody a productive member of society or just pass off those problems to another institution? Because you're going to be paying for that for life.
Oh, yeah. At one time, we were accused of kicking kids to the curb.
Yeah.
When we expelled them. But sometimes when you do expulsions, you have a kid that just doesn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, once he gets of age, you can't make him. But we're trying to find ways to engage the kid to want to stay in school. And sometimes it works, and every once in a while it doesn't. But you got to try.
All right, I've got about a minute left here. Why should people pick you for your 110th year on the school board of service? We get you're the veteran voice. We understand that.
110?
But, yeah, however many. 24 years,
okay.
Yes.
I think I have kind of retained the passion to do this.
You seem reinvigorated to me.
Yeah, well, it's more fun when you're not getting your head smashed against the wall
every
weekend. I think this is a good time for the district. I think we have a superintendent that has a vision. I think we have a board that has a vision. We have a community that is getting in step with us. Have had virtually no negative feedback on any of the things we're trying to do, the combining of the middle schools. Anything, people say, wow, what a great idea. Why didn't we do that before? Well, before we couldn't have. And the community appears to be in step with us, particularly since we think we can do all this without raising the tax levy, which is almost unheard of.
All right, Dan, we appreciate you coming in today. Thanks for spending the half hour with us. Good luck to you on Election Day.
Thanks, Brian.
Dan Oakes is up for re-election, the only candidate up for re-election. There will be two new board members, no matter what happens on April 2nd. We encourage you to get out and vote, please. These are important decisions to make, and you only got a couple of weeks left to make your decision. We'll take a break for news. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. More than 40,000 employees of the Illinois Department of Human Services who provide senior care in the home and child care services will get long overdue salary increases. SEIU Healthcare Illinois and Governor J.B. Pritzker announced an agreement Monday to implement the rate increases and provide back pay. There's $29 million in an escrow account for the back pay. Pritzker's office says the rate increase will take effect April 1st. It says back pay should be distributed by the fall. State lawmakers are working on a couple bills to help increase organ donation in Illinois. There's a real need for live organ donors to provide kidneys and bone marrow to those who are sick. New bills would make sure donors aren't discriminated against when it comes to life insurance premiums and taking time off work. A second bill offers a tax credit to employers who give workers 30 days paid leave for an organ donation. Dr. J. Mark Munoz, professor of management and international business at Millikan University, has been named the recipient of the Amity Global Academic Excellence Awards for his contributions in the field of academics. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest presented by Melanie and Al Shelley, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family at the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got some showers this morning, tapering off around 11 a.m. with highs near 51 degrees. Then for tonight, 20% chance we could see some showers before 4 a.m. Cloudy skies and lows around 35 degrees. For your Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 50. Friday, sunshine, highs near 51 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 40 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Coming up, we'll tell you all about the Casa Playhouses. Right now, it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruno, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed mixed on Tuesday, and the Dow was down 26 points to 25,887. Reports indicated some progress may be announced in trade negotiations with China. Economic announcements likely to impact trading today include the 2 p.m. Eastern Time Federal Reserve announcements that include updates to monetary policy and the Fed's interest rate decision. Chair Jeremy Powell will hold a press conference thereafter. Investors will be particularly interested in how the Fed frames potential interest rate hike discussions. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.06%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was down 1.2%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.2%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was up 0.5, yielding 2.601%. Gold futures were down 80 cents at $1,305.70. Crude oil futures were down 50 cents at $58.53 a barrel. barrel. The Dow right now is trading at 25,806, a negative 81 points. ADM at 42.89, Ameren 72.07, Caterpillar 132.90, Norfolk Southern 178.93, PPG 110.86, Tate & Lyle 37.55, and Mueller Water 10.38. And Thomas Merton is who I quote today. Pride makes us artificial, and humility makes us real. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it, and we will talk to you first thing tomorrow morning. If you're looking for fast, reliable internet, well, look no further. With Xfinity XFi, you get the ultimate speed, coverage, and control you need to enjoy the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That means having the kind of internet that can keep up with the connected devices in your home, even when everyone's online at the same time. And when you need the kids to put down their phones and tablets for dinner, Xfinity can help with that too. A simple tap on the XFi app, and just like that, you've paused your in-home Wi-Fi and brought the family together. Just another way Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome. Get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience with great coverage throughout your home. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 3/12/19. Restrictions apply. 3/21/19. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Limited to performance, starter internet equipment, taxes and fees, extras, and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply. I'll tell you, there is nothing faster. And we have a lot of devices running all at the same time, and rarely do we pause them during dinner. You've got you think about how many things are connected to your Wi-Fi at any one given.
Oh, my gosh.
Your tablet, your phone, your Apple Watch, your Fitbit. I mean, we're not even turning on the TV yet.
No.
Or a computer.
And then you've got the various, like, Alexa devices and things like that.
In every room.
Mm-hmm.
The show, the dot, the regular Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. So it is important to have really important and really fast and reliable internet. Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, Dan Oakes, if you missed his interview, available podcast. We created an election page,
yes,
right?
I have his interview up separately, but it'll also be on the election interviews page.
I mean, if you're going back to look for any of the
yes, they're all on one page on Nauticator.
Yeah, it'll be in our regular news feed, but if you're going back to look for any of them,
mm-hmm.
maybe you want to binge right before the election. Like,
it's like a Decatur version of Game of Thrones.
April, like Fool's Day. You just want to spend the entire day like listening to all of the local, I don't know if you will or not, it's there. We feel like it's a public service that we owe to you. Some interviews are more enjoyable than others. Some people I feel like I could talk to you for an hour, right? Some you go, oh God, we're only 12 minutes in. And that doesn't mean that makes one more qualified than the other, just different levels of communication. Right?
Exactly. And there's different leadership styles and communication styles. It doesn't make...
And sometimes they're bad candidates.
Yeah, sometimes.
So coming up tomorrow, who do we have? Chris Harrison?
Yes. Chris Harrison tomorrow.
He's running for re-election for the park board. And then on Friday...
Actually, and also Kristen White, which she has confirmed she'll be in with him as well.
Okay, so they're the only two candidates running, and there's only two slots available.
Yes.
So we know what the outcome is, but we still thought we would give them time to talk about their vision. And then on Friday, we have Lyra Evans. I don't know Lyra Evans.
I don't either.
Former teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And still substitute. Confusion over that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can serve and how much money you can make and all that. But anyway, she'll be in. That'll be interesting. It's always funny. You feel like when you've been in a community for a long time or been in a public portion of the community for a long time, you sometimes kind of feel like you've met everyone.
Yeah.
And you realize you don't.
No.
We had that lady from Richland in yesterday. I don't think she had any idea who any
she
of us
had
were.
No idea.
She's like, now who are you?
Who am I going to talk to?
Do
you have a website?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
No.
Not that she would expect to be. Hang on a second. I'm on a mission to kill this fly.
The etymology of this thing, is it a fly?
It is a fly. It's just a slow-moving but quick enough that I can't quite get it without knocking coffee over fly.
Yeah, don't do that.
Driving me crazy. Been in here all morning. I guess it's a good sign of spring, right?
Yes.
But aren't those creepy little satanic things? Like
what?
Like, they come back from being dead.
think they hatch.
No, can't you pour something on something and make it come back?
I've never heard this. What are you talking about?
Every good horror movie. Well, did you not watch the Amityville Horror? What was the first thing to arrive?
Flies?
Yes.
Okay, so what does this have to do with bringing them back from the dead?
I thought you could put something on a dead fly. Now, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Google that and tell me that there's at least not an urban legend attached to it.
Okay.
I'm not just making it up.
During the break, I'll see what I can whole cloth. Find on that.
All right, do that, please. Good Freestyle Lord. Hawaii with Byers and Company and Linda Roberts, best trips ever. We're going January 16, 2020, Honolulu, then over to Hilo and Kona, and Maui and Kauai. Stateroom start at $3,599. That's a 7-day cruise. That's your airfare. Plus, you get a very limited time here, a choice of two frees on the ship, either your prepaid gratuities, your internet package, four dining packages, four port excursions. Call her today, 855-1877, 855-1877. Limited number of seats available. We will sell out. Sometimes she's able to go back and get some more, but there's no guarantees. So the only way you know how to do this and get signed up now is just call, make a deposit, you're in. 855-1877.
Plus, you get some freebies if you do it now.
Like right now.
And they're great freebies.
They are great freebies. Now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to the Decanter FineWines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise, 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and Newhoff Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman.
Newhoff Media is searching for a director of digital sales and client services to join our team. The ideal candidate will have a desire to help our business customers succeed using our robust suite of digital marketing platforms. You can be responsible for the vision, implementation, and execution of our customers' digital success. Knowledge of the ever-changing online world is required. A passion to help others succeed is a must. Apply online at newhoffmedia.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Quick, turn up the sound.
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Byers & Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Byers & Company. Only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, what feels like should be a Friday. I don't know what's up with this week. And did you see the whole fly thing? Or you? Okay, so we'll get back into that. Just hold on. Okay. I don't want everybody to think we forgot. We got to talk about CASA. but see, who's right?
I didn't. We'll get to it.
Okay. All right. Every year, the folks at CASA put together the Playhouse Raffle. This year is no different. The 2019 Playhouse Raffle is in its 17th year. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Julia Livingston in the studios to talk about it. Julia heads up the efforts there at CASA, along with a lot of people, a lot of volunteers, and a lot of sponsors. Tell me, first and foremost, what's different this year?
So quite a few different things. We had to adjust. 17th year, we wanted to keep it fresh and keep the community engaged. We have partnered this year with BLDD Architects, and they created 10 different designs for us professionally. We allowed the community to vote, and the community voted on the top two, which is a CASA Castle and a Charleston Single House.
Okay. So where can folks see? I mean, I know we're putting a video up today, but where you guys have a website or where people can kind of see the designs?
We do. Yeah. MaconCountyCASA.org. Okay. That's the location that you can find the designs, the sponsors for the event, and also purchase your tickets online.
Okay. And they were just working on these over the weekend at the Metro Home Builders Show,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. So they're still at the Civic Center. This week they're being painted and decorated and inside, and they'll be ready at the Civic Center at the Neuhoff Kids Fest this Saturday.
Okay, yeah. Great. And then there are also going to be some ticket sales locations and some dates and events that are coming up as well?
Yeah, so ticket sales at the Kids Fest Saturday, but then also we have a lot of community members who have tickets available online. Tuesday and Thursday during lunchtime, they'll be available in the lobby of the Macon County Office Building. And then downtown, which is where they'll sit this year at Central Park, we'll have ticket sales on Wednesday during lunch and Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so they're going to be on display in Central Park.
That's correct.
That's great. Yeah. And I think just new traffic patterns and keeping it fresh, that's a great idea. Now, tickets are, you can buy a ticket for $5. So this is for everybody. I mean, you can get better deals the more you buy. You can buy 40 tickets for $100, which is a great deal. And then whether you're a grandparent or parent, I mean, you're going to have a professionally, I mean, who doesn't want a castle? What kid doesn't want a castle?
I know. That one's been really popular this year. Yeah, but, they've been professionally built for all these years by the Metro Decatur Home Builders, and they still are this year. But this year, they were also professionally designed, which I think adds an
It does. It's just, it's, you know? Yeah, it looks kind of like a Lego kit come to life.
It does.
All right, so tickets are available when?
Right now.
Right now. They're on sale.
Yep.
So the easiest way is to get them online, I would assume.
MaconCountyCASA.org. You can go right to that website, put in your credit card information and your contact information, and purchase your tickets. You can divide up those ticket sales according to your wishes with the playhouses, too.
Okay, so you guys are, of course, providing eyes and ears for hundreds of kids every year caught up in the court system due to no fault of their own. It's an important mission. If people want to find out about how to become a CASA advocate or a community friend or a sponsor of the organization, they can contact you?
Yes, and they can also visit our website there. You can apply to be a volunteer right online.
Okay, great stuff, Julie.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thank
it. Good luck. We can't wait
it.
To see the castle.
Yeah.
And the other one is a...
The Charleston Single House. It's very intricate and cute.
Yeah.
It's a southern house with a porch, and it's very nice.
Porch is nice.
I know, it is.
Castle usually has a moat. You know, porch is a little more inviting.
It is.
All right, Julie, great stuff. We appreciate it. Thank you. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today, we've got some showers this morning that will be tapering off around 11 a.m. with highs around 51 degrees tonight. 20% chance of showers before 4 a.m. cloudy and lows around 35. For your Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 50. Friday, sunny, highs near 51. It is 41 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Get
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Stories for you are available each and every day at NowDecatur.com. Brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. Hear podcasts, check out videos and photo galleries, and stay on top of what's happening in Decatur and Macon County. We go everywhere you are with the free Now Decatur app on iTunes and Google Play. All of this is brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School, a winning tradition. Learn more about St. Teresa High School by clicking their link at NowDecatur.com.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mezzanine and main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a mezzanine and main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to the DecanterFineWines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
This is Buyers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you are looking for a unique dining experience in downtown Decatur for your next special occasion or just a night out, our bar and grill is the place to go. Described as a modern-day steakhouse, it's a fusion of taste and architecture in a very intimate space that will blow you away as soon as you walk in the door. Randy West and Chef Ray have put together a menu that will make your mouth water. Start with their lobster bisque, which is a rich and creamy favorite with lobster dry sherry topped off with a puff pastry crust. Or how about the scallopini of beef tenderloin with olive oil, cracked black pepper, parmesan, and crostini? Then pick your favorite entree from the unique menu, separated by land, air, and sea, and updated biweekly to feature the hottest, freshest entree creations from Chef Ray. On land, they feature a grass-fed Angus filet with béarnaise sauce. Or try their infamous tomahawk steak, 24-ounce Angus bone-in ribeye with a red wine demi-glaze and blue cheese crumbles. St. Louis cut baby back ribs with ours dry rub, seasonal barbecue sauce, hand-cut fries, tangy Asian slaw, or try one of their many seafood options. They got wild-caught salmon grilled with Dijon, broiled orange roughy, pan-seared scallops. They have a brown sugar pineapple barbecue mahi that is... And if you want a little more fun, go casual. They got a New York-style hot dog. They got a Kobe burger. They've got beef and sausage meatloaf. Fancy to comfort, up and down the menu, plus a full bar is incredible. Live smooth jazz by local artist Michael Shear. Here's the telephone number, 330-6825, 330-6825. They're located at 157 West Main Street in Decatur. They got craft tap beers like bourbon country beer from Goose Island, exclusive wines from California to Italy to Australia. It is a great place. If you're on a first date and you want to make an impression, ladies or guys, because I believe that ladies are now asking men out and paying for dinner, right?
Yes. You know, and maybe if you haven't taken your lady out in a long time.
That would be a good one, too. All right, 157 West Main Street, our bar and grill. Now, I'm not the only one
who's heard of bringing a fly back to life?
Yeah.
Correct?
It's a thing.
Okay.
A drowned fly, from my understanding.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, there are other things where you can freeze them.
The fruit fly actually does freeze. It actually goes into a coma
but still mates.
And comes back to life.
Well, it mates while it's still in a coma.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's something weird about the flies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like in the Amityville Horror, I wouldn't wait for the voices or the pig or anything else. The flies.
The flies would be like, I'm done.
I'm out. I'm done. I'm gone. Richard Pryor used to do a great joke about that. The difference between white families and black families.
Okay.
It's like black family doesn't have to wait for the voice to go get out twice. It's like, okay, we're out.
We're out. I'm packing it up.
Yeah. Done. So you don't, I mean, Arthur, isn't there something sort of creepy that you associate with kind of creepy about flies?
Oh, yeah. I suppose. I mean, I think they're gross because, I mean, like,
they are disgusting.
Their larvae are disgusting and are actually associated with disgusting things. You say maggot.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely.
It's even a gross word.
Okay, so the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So you've come full circle here on this
debate. Don't disagree. I've never liked flies.
But you've never heard about bringing one back to life?
I've never heard of that before.
You can watch videos of it.
Yeah, so a drowned fly, you can find it and put in a napkin with salt. It's salt.
Yes.
I
said you put something on, and you're like, what are you talking
about?
I've
never heard of that before.
Yeah. Now, the portion of this that is science rather than evil is that they breathe through tubes in the side of their bodies. And they can exist for a long time without oxygen or very little oxygen. And so they go into a state where they're sort of dead, but not necessarily really dead. And they're conserving what little oxygen they had before you drowned it, or they drowned by,
mm-hmm.
You see them floating in a glass of water. I mean, they look dead, right?
Yeah, but apparently they're not.
The salt removes the water from the breathing tubes, and that's how they you're leaching them is what you're doing.
Okay.
That's still creepy, right?
That's God's power.
That's creepy. I'm looking at the other side of the equation
that's
there.
Miracles in front of you.
No, it's not. It's creepy. You can't drown and then be brought back. Unless
Jesus came back.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm talking about the whole other end of the spectrum here.
I'm just saying maybe it's not evil.
Okay.
Maybe it's a miracle.
Well, you do whatever. You go drown flies this afternoon.
No. In fact, there was one of them that was suggesting catch a live fly, then drown. I'm like, who does that? Who puts an instructional thing about...
People that want YouTube views?
God, what's wrong with people?
People do far worse than that to their fellow human beings on a day in and day out basis and then share it on social media. And you're drawing your shock line in the sand on flies.
Agreed.
Okay. Just making sure we were still on the same page in life. Tomorrow morning, Chris Harrison and Kristen White in running for park board. Paul Osborne will be stopping by. This will be his next to last appearance before the municipal election. Debbie Bogle from the United Way coach, and we've also got our countdown to opening day. I have yet to do one today. I promised all day. I've gotten to the end of the show, so now it's time to do it.
All right.
What are we giving away today?
Today is Wiener Wednesday.
Wiener Wednesday. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I had somebody call. I had mentioned something about freebie,
yeah.
The Hawaii trip.
Uh-huh.
And somebody called. Did I win? I said, what? Well, you mentioned something about freebies.
Oh my gosh. We just gave you a trip to Hawaii during commercial break. Welcome to reality. Good gracious. Did I win a trip to Hawaii? No.
I don't know what you're giving away. I just
thank you for paying attention, though. When you sign up right now for the trip to Hawaii, Norwegian Cruise Lines is offering some freebies with your sign up. Just in case anyone's confused. What caller do you want for the Heichel's countdown to opening day? Ah, since 1912. You're a winner no matter what. If you win the Wiener Wednesday, you're a winner. But you might also, in addition to the wieners, and I mean they're wieners, not hot dogs, wieners, you might also win 2 tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day against the Padres on April 4th. Caller number 20 at 875-1340. Caller number 20 at 875-1340. Give us a call now. We'll be at our very final, our very final for this round of the WSOY MCA Challenge today. And I don't know what we're going to go outside and play flag football. That looks like that's going to be a no because of the rain. Maybe kickball. I don't know. Our final video of this session coming up. I do want to take a couple of seconds to thank Austin and Angela for putting all the work into this. It's been a lot of fun. I can't believe how fast 12 weeks have gone by. I'm getting my in-body analysis done Tuesday. It'll be interesting to see the results. And I don't know if you're interested in the next round. Give us a shout-out.
That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m. If you missed any of the podcasts today, they're available at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, and the Nauticator Facebook page, anywhere you get your apps and your podcasts. They're all presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay dry. Enjoy the spring. It arrives at 4:58 p.m. today. Get outside. Celebrate. Lindsay says do it naked. That's up to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.